Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I know I had asked you today to do the broadcast if I could get on, but whatever you have prepared, I'm going to ask you to bring you tomorrow, and also I'm going to ask you if you could be my reader today. Is that possible, Pastor? Hello? For some reason or other, I'm not, it may be because I'm not turned up this year. Okay. Let me see. Usually Evangelist Sharon, she hears both of us. Evangelist Sharon, are you hearing Pastor? Hello? Okay, all right, thank you. Okay, I don't have my speakers hooked up. But anyway, we've been talking about, for the benefit of those that have not been with us, especially like my son, he had been with us this week, and I was telling him what I was on teaching on, and he said he'd like to hear it as well. But the others that are on the broadcast, especially those that are over here on Blog Talk Radio, I noticed we have a couple of people over there that hadn't been on this week, and we've had a lot of audio difficulties, and I want to apologize for that. But hey, I just know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to His purpose. But we're talking about the revelation about grace. The revelation about grace. The revelation is unfolding, revealing, making known the thing about God's grace. And as she had read that scripture, the Bible says that His grace is sufficient. The word sufficient means adequate. Whatever you need, God has it in His grace. Grace is bigger than sin. I know a lot of people say, oh, well, we all have sin and come short of the glory of God. But they didn't read the next verse, because that's where it teaches about the grace of God. That's the revealing of God's grace. It is adequate. It is sufficient. And the best, I guess, definition for grace, you would have to go to Titus 3:7. In terms of a definition for grace, it's unmerited. It's something you didn't deserve. Something you can't pay back. I hate to use the word didn't deserve, but it's something that you can't pay for. As a matter of fact, the Bible says grace is a gift from God. Just like the forgiveness of sin is according to His grace, His mercy. He gave that gift to forgive us of our sin. So the first scripture I'm going to ask you to read is Ephesians 1:7, Pastor Dale from Akron, Ohio. So either God forgive us or He didn't. So that means if He's forgiven you, you're no longer bearing that sin conscience. The Bible says God made Jesus to be sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God in Him. So Jesus paid the price. Now, I don't want nobody to misunderstand what I'm telling you, but you can't be sin conscious and righteous conscience at the same time. Because we're not living by the law. We're living upon the grace and truth. So Jesus was able to forgive us of our sin. That means He wiped it out. He paid the debt. So the sin been paid for, because you're living under grace. No, that don't mean you sin. What that means is that it has been, the bill has been paid. And God is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. We're to be righteous conscience. In Ephesians 2 and 7, could you read that for me, Pastor? You're connected now. Are you hearing me, Pastor? Okay. Ephesians 2 and 7. If I heard you or not. Okay. You said what now? Ephesians 2 and 7. We did 1 and 7. I'd like for you to do Ephesians 2 and 7. We're going to do this probably a little different today because I'm having trouble hearing you, and I don't know if you guys are having trouble hearing me, but Ephesians 2 and 7, it states about the kindness toward us, and the word rich there, you use it in the same term as somebody you know rich. They can buy helicopters. They can buy islands. Somebody that's really rich, I'm talking about rich, rich, well, that's what this word rich means. It means he's rich in mercy and in grace. And mercy and grace follows us. So the revelation here is, whatever level you are, you're at, God has grace for that. If that makes sense. No matter what level you're at, God has grace for you. What you done did, God has grace for you. According to Ephesians 2:7. Also, the great passage on grace and faith in Ephesians 2 and 8 and 9, I should have maybe just let you read it all, but in 8, well, matter of fact, you can read that. I was just going to give you all these scriptures, but if you're hearing me, read at verses 8 and 9. And then we'll have it translated out of the Messenger Bible as well. Yeah. Was that 8 and 9 or that was at 9? Okay. And now you have that in the Messenger Bible. Okay, 7-2. Okay. Corinthians 12, I believe it was, and verses 7 and verses 8, the Bible says there was a thorn in the flesh, and the Bible says it was a messenger. The only reason I'm telling you this, because I want you to have a revelation about it. People say, Paul was this and he was that. He wasn't none of that. He's talking about God's grace, and if God's grace can save and heal and deliver and set free and all this other stuff, if he had a thorn, something was wrong with him, God would have healed him just like he healed Jesus. But that wasn't the case here. The Bible said it was a messenger of Satan. So Satan sent a messenger to buff Paul to have him to think that he was above measure. So that was in the mind. That wasn't in his spirit. That was in his mind. And that's why God told him that my grace was sufficient. It'll take care of the little things you're dealing with, Paul. And so I just wanted to be clear with that. A couple other scriptures I wanted to be clear with is that God had put in my spirit this morning that we're to grow in grace. And you grow in grace, even though we understand salvation is an act of grace, it's through your faith in God's grace. But now if you don't have no trust and faith in God's grace, it won't happen. See, this is all about believing and trusting in what your Bible says, okay? So the difference between like the old age and the new age, the difference between the two is a matter of no grace and some grace. But when you read in the Scofield Reference Bible in Romans 5:21, it says, and just let me speak it from today's perspective, it is a range. In other words, grace reigns. We're in the dispensation of grace. So everything God dealing with us, Paul speaks of the dispensation of grace of God in Ephesians 3 and 2. He speaks of deliverance from the old principles of the works until the principles of grace, where before they worked, like for instance, you would actually take the blood of bulls and goats. That was work. Today, we take the blood of Christ by faith because he's our high priest. So by faith, we just speak the word of God, and we believe that the grace of God covers whatever sins, whatever disease, whatever. And we have to grow in that. We grow in that relationship of grace, knowing that you're dependent on grace. See, you have to just depend on, there ain't nothing you can do. I'm telling you, I don't care how many times you fast, people tell you a whole lot of stuff. It doesn't matter how many times, you can't con God. So fasting for 30 days and God is going to do this and God's going to do that. I know people have their belief, and you can believe that, you can trust that. But at the end of the day, it's going to be on God's grace, on his term as grace. That's the revelation, brother and sister. So rather than go through 30 days of all kind of stuff going through and you going through, just believe in God's grace. Put your faith, Lord, I know, because most of us say that anyway. Lord, we know that you're going to take care of it. I know you're going to do this. But when you began to add his grace, that caused everything to happen faster. Everything happens more on God's terms, in other words, because God knows we're dependent on his grace. God knows that, hey, they done found the revelation here. They know that they can use my grace. It's just like having a key to get out of jail. It's just like having somebody to go on your bond for you, and you can't pay them back. See, so when we began to depend on grace for everything, on God's goodness, and then we say that back to him, it makes a big difference, brothers and sisters. You can get things done expeditiously. You can get things done so quick because we grow there. I'm just saying, it has to be, grace is the basis of Christian growth. Let me put it to you that way. Grace is the base of Christian growth. The mother of grace should be a Christian life. We can't just live any kind of way. We have to show the grace of God that's in us. How I know that? Because of Colossians 3:16. And we will read that scripture. We will read this scripture. Colossians 3:16. In that have wisdom. And he says richly. You have knowledge. And it's all predicated on the grace of God. But if you're not using it, then it doesn't affect. So if you really want it to affect you, you have to speak it. Just like your salvation, you have to speak that into existence. Romans 10:9-10 says, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So it's you're speaking it and you're believing God, knowing that his grace is sufficient and adequate. But over in Colossians 3:16, read that for me, Pastor. To let the word of Christ dwell in richly, to dwell in the spirit of death. How do you make it happen? How do you let the word of Christ dwell in you by speaking it, by trusting it? Just like if you're going to dwell on it, set up residence, you're going to move in, you're going to put pictures on the wall, you're going to do all kind of decoration because you're going to live there. So God wants us to live in his grace. and that's making sense. But I know God's going to take care of me out of that. I get all of that, brothers and sisters. But here's what I want you to understand. That when you know that God knows that you know, things happen differently. Because God knows you're dependent on his grace. So therefore, he has to respond to you. He has to respond to your need. Just like Paul. Paul went to God that morning, and it was the same answer. He didn't hear nothing from God. He went to him that evening. He didn't hear nothing from him. Then that evening, he said, God, I sought you 3 times. And he heard the Spirit in him, my grace is sufficient. So God hear us, but when you begin to depend on the grace, it's a big difference. So once you have experienced salvation by grace, and you know it was nothing you did, because I know when I was young, I was coming up, people used to tell me, oh, you got to say Jesus, 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 Jesus. And boy, I tell you, you get hoarse, and then they determine if you were saved or not. You have to wear certain clothes to determine if you were saved or not. But see, the Bible don't teach none of that garbage. It's by grace, through faith. Your faith in the Word of God, you trusting in the Word of God that God is going to make his Word real in your life. That's what grace is. Lord, your Word says it. I'm a believer. I'm taking you at your Word. If you say you're going to bail me out, I'm believing you. See, everybody don't believe they've been forgiven of sin. I hope y'all know that. Everybody don't believe that they're healed. Everybody don't believe that they're delivered. But if you tell God, Lord, by your grace now, your favor, your gift, I'm delivered. Deliverance coming. Trust me, it's going to happen. Because you're acknowledging to God that he's going to be responsible. It's just like, I don't have no money, so I'm going to tell my son, I'm going to say, can you feed me? But I can't pay you back. When he says yes and amen, well, hey, I got to depend on him. That's what I'm telling you about God, his grace. When you know you're dependent on his grace to do certain things for you, your hands off of it. You ain't got to worry no more. You're like John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye that believe in God, believe also in me. See, you began to believe in what the Word of God say. You began to be a doer of the Word and not a hearer only. You began to act. That's why a lot of people deceive. They hear the Word, but they won't do the Word. And the people, they are perish for the lack of knowledge. That's why people perish. That's why people get away from God, because of knowledge. Not because, well, didn't nobody help me there. Wasn't nobody there. We had Bible study. No, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, not for the lack of feeling. Oh, well, I don't feel it. You don't have to feel it. Sometimes you may not want to go to work. Oh, I don't feel like going to work. Oh, because you don't feel like it, you don't go? Come on now. That's not the way that works. When you don't feel like it, you go anyway. Is it nothing but look at them chilling, or look at that car payment, or look at that house, that mortgage? You go, because knowledge say go. But it's the same thing with God's grace. You have to have that knowledge. So when you read Colossians 3:16, that's what you get. It's the mark of grace should be apparent in every Christian life, knowing that you're dependent on God's grace. It's nothing about you. It's nothing you can do. You can't dress good enough. You don't have enough words good enough. You don't have that much education. You don't have none of that. It's God's gift. And if he don't give it to you, you won't get it. So he's giving it to you. How do you claim it? How does that become yours? Well, I'm glad you asked me, because I'm going to tell you. Just like any other gift, you have to receive it. Say, Lord, I receive your gift. I receive your gift of grace. I know you're going to send angels for me, because your gifts say you will. See, like anybody give you a present, you receive that thing. Then it becomes yours. I can tell you all day long, I got some. I'm sending you something for Valentine. I can tell you all day long, and it's in the mail. But until you receive it, it's not yours. Today, my son has sent a text out. He has sent a text out to this guy. And so the guy said, oh, I didn't know that. Well, you know why? Because he hadn't received it. If he had looked in his email, that meant he received it. And the reason he didn't receive it is because he didn't look. Well, that's the same way the grace of God is. See, until you receive it, it's not yours. It becomes yours when you receive it. Got to receive it in your spirit, man, in your mind, in your heart. Once you receive it, then that is. Okay, let me remind everyone, on tomorrow, hopefully I'll be back at the station. We'll be able to have a little bit more clarity on everything. But right now, I want to say, don't forget tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thankful Thursday. And we're looking for all you guys to be on there. Those that are over on Blog Talk, sorry you all wasn't able to hear some of the reading of the scripture, but I gave them to you. So if not, on tomorrow, you'll be able to hear both sides. But meanwhile, we're at that point where if anyone have anything they want to share, anything you liked about it, you want to speak on it, this is the time. Anyone else. The word let, that means you have to allow it. You have to allow grace to come to you. That's something God ain't going to do that. You have to let the word of God. You have to let the words of Christ live in you. And when you hear certain scriptures, the teaching on that, we're to admonish one another. In psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Well, then again, I apologize for audio and hearing, and on tomorrow it will be better. I just thank God. See, I thank God for everything. Now, somebody may not understand this, but I'm going to share this with you. In everything, give thanks. Why? Because there's a lot of stuff you don't know about. I can't wait till tomorrow. I want to thank God for the stuff that I don't know. I want to thank God for the blessings that I wanted and he didn't let happen. I thought I should have happened. I should have had it. But I'm going to thank God for the stuff he didn't let happen in my life. So there were times, there were certain people I wanted in life. God had to order me, allow me to not have that. There were certain things I wanted in my life. And I thank God that it didn't happen. He redirected my direction. I thank him for that. So the Bible says that everything, everything doesn't matter. And the reason for that, because you may not understand it, but God looking after you because he's your parent, things you may not understand, but God already can see ahead. And he it's a blessing. Some of us is in the ministry, right? There ain't no telling what kind of attitude we'll have. You know how folks act with just a few hundred dollars. Imagine how they act if they have $1 million. People walk around here, they double suck up because they know, man, they got $50 in their pocket. Can you imagine if they had several hundred thousand, how they act? The same God allows to have things to keep us in line with him. So I'm thankful. I said in the little thing, hallelujah. Well, we'll see you all tomorrow for Thankful Thursday for sure. Hallelujah. Huh?